What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're answering the question, do narcissists even know how to love? Do they? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammock. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Welcome back, folks. Welcome back, my beautiful folks. My beautiful, beautiful folks. So happy to have you here today on this beautiful Tuesday. What is going on? So, yes, well, it might be Tuesday when you're watching this. It might not be Tuesday. Well, welcome anyway. But yes, y'all, so many narcissistic people. So many. Like, I get this so, not from narcissistic people, but, well, I do get it from some narcissists, but so many empathetic people, codependent people, people who have dealt with narcissists, victims, ask me, do narcissists even know how to love you? Like, do they even know how to love? And I'm going to be like, y'all, let's keep it hot. I know what y'all are going to say. You're going to say no, right? Lee.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Ollie.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
No! You're going to say no. I know you are. And it makes sense because they don't know how to, it's like they damn near don't know how to treat you, you know? But a lot of narcissists, most narcissistic people, do not know how to show you love for an extended period of time. They do not know how to show you a long, extended, consistent version of emotional love. They can do the, y'all, I'm telling you. The extended version of emotional love. They can do the short version, right? They can do the shortened version. They can do the love bombing. They can give you the love bomb, right? During the love bombing phase, they can give you love, right? They can show you love. It's like they can receive, they can give it and receive it at the same time, right? But as the relationship goes on, as the relationship continues, it's like the love goes away because they get exposed for what they really actually have going on. You know, they get exposed for who they really, really are. They get exposed because they don't actually know how to truly show you love. Pardon the interruption. Just want to let you know that I do have courses and support groups available as well. Courses to help you understand what you went through and support groups to help you during or after the toxic relationship. Link in the description. Now back to the video.
They can do the physical stuff. They can do the hugging and the loving and the clapping of said cheeks. They can do, a lot of narcissists can do that. They know how to do that, right? A lot of narcissists know how to do that. They can show, they can emulate it. They can mirror and they can mimic it, right? But a lot of narcissists don't know how to go past that. They don't give you the emotional connection. They can fake it at first. They can fake it up front. They can give you the faux love. They can give you the love. They can give you love adjacent for, it could be a long time, y'all. The love bombing phase has no set time limit. So they could give it to you for a little while or for a long while. But then once it starts to fade, it starts to fade. Once it starts to fade, it goes away. You see, it's just like, and you are left struggling trying to reattach to this person because sometimes you can feel like you're getting physically loved from this person, but the emotional connection is gone. Like, you don't feel emotionally connected to this person. You don't feel emotionally safe with this person anymore. You don't feel like this person is giving you what you want and need. And this is what happens when you voice that to that narcissistic person. When you voice your your unhappiness with the current state, of your relationship, they get angry. They can give you the emotional anger, but giving you the love that you want and need, they're not going to do that, y'all. They get, like I said, it's short bursts. It's running like narcissistic relationships are sprints. You are running a sprint. The 100 meter, like if the narcissistic relationship, if relationships were like Olympic track meets, a narcissistic relationship would be either the 60 meter dash or the 100 meter dash. Literally, it would be one of those two right there. It'd be this, the 100 meter dash or the 60 meter dash. Quick burst. Typically done under 10, look, the 100 meter dash is under 10 seconds of most time. So 10 seconds of love. the 60 meter dash is less than that. But long-term healthy relationships are marathons. It's a damn 8K, a 16K, a triathlon. You know, a 3,200 meter. It takes a long time. You know, you pace yourself. It could have some speed bursts here and there to get out in front. But you pace yourself. Narcissists are 100 meters dashers because they want to get there fast, because they know that they can't hold up the emotional connection for an extended period of time. Like I said, so many people conflate emotional with physical connection, and it messes people up. It can really do a number on you, right? It really can do a number on you. It can mess your head up and make you think different things about this narcissistic person. It can make you feel different ways about this narcissistic person. So they're sprinting to the finish line to get you there. That's why y'all get married so quickly. That's why you fall in love so quickly. That's why you are living together and having kids so quickly without really actually knowing the person. I know some of y'all do know them because y'all been with them for a long time before you start getting married and have kids. But a lot of times, y'all don't really know the person. And then, we got a baby on the way. And then their true colors start to come out. Like, they sprint really quickly because they don't know how to show you love. And they know once their mask comes off and their true colors are revealed, you might not want them. But they want you. They want to keep you around. So they impregnate you or get pregnant by you. They buy a house with you. They make a commitment that, hey, co-sign on this car for me. I love you so much, and I want to be able to drive to see you so much, but I...
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
But I can't because I don't have a car. Can you co-sign for me? My credit's beat up because my credit is horrible because my last crazy ex got me locked up and I missed a bunch of payments while I was in jail. So I'm really trying to rebuild my credit right now. Whole time they done beat the ex's ass. Then they got violated the probation order. And they've been in jail because they deserve to be there. And then their credit got messed up because they do miss payments while you're in jail. That part was true. But they just don't know how to give you the love that you need. What if they know how to love? What if the narcissist's version of love, right, is all that they can give you? It's not going to be enough a lot of times. What if that's all? Are you happy with the version of love that you're getting? Are you happy? Would you be content with the version of love that you're receiving right now? Not if anything changes in the future. I'm not talking about future stuff, y'all. I'm talking about right now, in this moment. Would you be happy with this person? Would you be happy long term? If nothing else were to change in this relationship, would you be happy in this relationship? Would you? Because so many people are just like, well, I would be happy if they change. No. If they don't know how to love, if you don't think they know how to love, would you be happy moving forward long term with this person right now? Long term. I know everybody's situation is different, but these are questions you have to ask yourself. Am I okay with the amount of love that I'm receiving right now? If not, then I might need to pack up and dip or make a plan to get out of here. Because narcissists don't feel the incentives to change. They feel like they feel like they've done enough in the beginning to hold you over. You know, you're not like hibernation, like damn near. Boy, what is it? What are these damn analogies and metaphors be coming from, y'all? It literally is like a bear hibernating, right? Like your relationship is like a bear. You fatten yourself up. The narcissist fattens up their relationship in the beginning because they're planning on to hibernate later. They know they're going to need it to they're going to need the stuff that they do in the beginning to love bomb you, to get you to feel a certain type of way so you don't leave them alone in the end. So you stay there with them. So you give them another chance. So you keep being there with them. You see what I'm saying? They know how to love for short periods of time. And the reason why most narcissists don't know how to love, they didn't have good models of it when they were growing up. They grew up in single parent households or two parent households where the parents hated each other. Narcissists, a lot of times themselves, grew up in toxic households. Me, I didn't grow up in a toxic household. I just had I feel like I had a toxic, neglectful parent that wasn't around a lot. He just didn't validate me. He was neglectful. He was sometimes physically abusive. You see what I'm saying? But that's where it goes. I didn't have a role model to show me how to love or to be caring or affectionate. I had to learn as I go. I had to learn from movies and TV shows and stuff like that. I had to or just model what I saw, you know? That's what a lot of narcissists do. They model what they see. So a lot of y'all have dealt with narcissists and you meet their parents. You be like, damn, the parents are narcissists. So it's just like there's two narcissists right here or one narcissist and here's their offspring, you know? Here's their offspring. Here's the toxic narcissistic person. This is what's going on. This is how we heal. This is how we grow. So many people have fought this and faced this dynamic. So many people have faced it. They just don't know how to give you love for an extended period of time. Well, Lee, what if they go to therapy? Can they learn how to? Yo, I'm not putting, like I said, I don't rule anything out with somebody that is consistent long-term with therapy and being open and honest. But do you really see this person being open and honest in therapy? Do you really see that? That's a question you have to ask yourself. Do you really see this person being open and honest to a therapist? Because what's the benefit in it for them to be open and honest with a therapist? Where's the benefit? Where's the gain? I need a gain here. I need some gains. I'm working out. What are the gains here? Because if I don't go to therapy, are you going to leave me? You see, most narcissists, they don't know how to love because most narcissists lack that. Look, y'all, this is me right here. I don't think that people can have a lot of love to give if they don't have empathy to give. I feel like empathy is a connective tissue that you need to have love for somebody else. You know, I really do think you have to have emotional empathy to have a deep emotional connection with people. Can narcissists have emotional empathy? Yes. There are some narcissists out there with emotional empathy, but most narcissists have cognitive empathy. Like they know what you're going through. They just don't feel it and connect to it on an emotional level. So if your narcissist only has or has more of the cognitive empathy aspect, then they're not going to be able to connect to you in an emotional, deep emotional way that you probably want, that you're probably requesting, that you probably are craving. You're craving it, aren't you? You're craving that connection. You're craving that love. You're craving it. And I get it. I promise you I get it. I promise you I understand it. I promise you. But they don't know how to give it to you, and you can't teach them. You can't teach a person that's not willing to learn. Can you teach the student that has their head down with their headphones all day, that get all F's in the class? It's hard to get through to that person. You have to find the way to get through to that person. And typically, they have to open themselves up to be able to get through to it, for you to get through to them or for somebody else to get through to them. Most narcissists are not willing to open themselves up on an emotional level to allow anybody to help them or to get through to them or to allow them to learn how to love in a healthy emotional, have a healthy emotional connection or learn how to love in a healthy way. They don't know how to give love. And this is the dynamic right here, y'all. Because they don't know how to give love, they damn sure don't know how to receive it a lot of times either. Because when you're trying to give them love, they typically push you away. They receive it at first, but typically they push it away. Like, and when they're pushing you away, they're giving you less love. They give you less emotional connection. Y'all can still be sleeping together and going through the motions of looking like a happy couple, having a happy relationship. You know, even if this is your parent. Your parent might not be emotionally connected to you, y'all. And that sucks if you have a narcissistic parent that's not emotionally connected to you, that has emotionally pushed you away, emotionally discarded you, has been emotionally neglectful for you. That sucks. And it just sucks me to say that your parent might not be able to get that deep emotional connection with you. But this is what I will say about narcissistic parents. If they do connect to somebody emotionally, it might be their kids. Like sometimes it's not the kids. And sometimes they will get rid of the kids and connect to a new supply. More than they connect to their kids. They'll discard their kids for a new supply. They'll discard their family for a new supply. That happens sometimes right there, y'all. So,
I wish y'all the best in your healing journey. Like I said, I do have my new mini course out, Understanding the 7 Stages of a Narcissistic Relationship. The link is in the description of every video and podcast that I do. If you're interested in checking it out, I'm super thankful for y'all. Make sure y'all subscribe to this channel. Helps reach more people. And of course, y'all, mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. I am extremely grateful for you. You have no idea. If you haven't already, make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the channel. Helps reach more people. And click on the screen to watch another video or to browse through another playlist. There's also a link on the screen to check out my courses and my support groups to help you heal and understand what you've been through. Thank you so much again. I will see you in the next video. Peace.